producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
How do you do? Another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It appears to be the middle of the week. How are things? Are you in the middle? Are you on the left? Are you on the right? Are you up? Are you down? Are you in and out? What best describes how you're doing at the moment? You can try describing if you'd like to Kara and me at 888-302-3684. The story of Chrisanne Hall. You may have not ever heard of her before this week. Florida radio host, former attorney, spent the last couple of days in Burns, Oregon, attempting to educate anybody who would listen on our Constitution, the United States Constitution, basically focusing on sovereignty of the state, constitutional limits of the federal government. Aren't you happy? Most of us are so tired of the intrusion, the meddling, the mixing up, and just basic government mayhem. This is the first time that I can remember that anybody has gone to this extent in the way that it's being done to explain what the realities are of what you and I have to work with, i.e. the Constitution. And many of you say, oh, I'm a constitutionalist, I want to govern by the Constitution, and you haven't got you haven't got a clue. Not even close do you come to understanding what the Constitution really is all about. So this woman has taken it upon herself, and maybe you've seen this YouTube that was posted a week or so ago, defending the tactics of the people in the group of protesters who seized that wildlife refuge. Well, it's been a couple of weeks now, I think. And they say they will not leave until the land is turned over to local landowners. It's time we took a stand. Now you can say, well, they're lawbreakers. Well, why was the law passed? Why? There are all kinds of questions that you can ask about this and not come up with answers that you're pleased with. The federal government buys this land with your money. So, and we're supposed to be the federal government, right? Of the people, by the people, for the people. The people are not acting lawlessly, she says. It's the federal government that is acting lawlessly. So here she is. She explains what the situation in Oregon is and is not about.
This is not about the Hammonds. This is not about the Bundys. This is about a federal government that is operating outside the supreme law of the land. The people are not acting lawlessly. It is the federal government that's acting lawlessly. The federal government has no authority to own any land outside Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 says that the federal government's only authority to own land is 10 square miles for Washington, D.C., and the amount of land necessary to operate forts and ports at the permission of the states. So if the states don't want the forts and ports anymore, they have the authority to withdraw the permission.
Ah, didn't know that, did you? You think, oh, it's everything. Well, we've become so complacent. I have been advocating this week, it's time for demonstrations, pretty much in league with what Martin Luther King did to activate people in 1964. We need somebody like this lady to bring us all around. Is she the one? I don't know if she's the right one or not, but is Donald Trump the right one? I don't know. Is there anybody else that's running that's the right one for various offices? Here, Ms. Hall explains how it is that the federal government, well, I guess we'd call it the government, how they're breaking the law and not the protesters. So more explanation of how it all works. What's in the written document, the Constitution?
We need to realize that this is a constitutional republic, government instituted among men, deriving its just power from the consent of the governed. If the federal government is not defined by the Constitution, why do we even have one? If the federal government is not limited in its power by the Constitution, then what is the limit of the federal government's power? If the federal government can dictate to the people and to the states how and when they can use their land, you are not a freeman. Freemen have control over their property. And when government dictates how you operate your property, the only thing missing in servitude are the physical chains. This is not about the Bundys. This is not about the Hammonds. This is about maintaining the integrity of the Constitution. This is about defending the Constitutional Republic. This is about making a defined and limited federal government that is under the power of the people in the state.
So she does sound like a school mom. She sounds whatever. Is she right? It doesn't make a difference how she's saying what she's saying, but what she is saying in my study of the Constitution rings a bell. And if you've studied, if you really know what's there and don't just say, we have to govern by the Constitution and don't know what you're talking about, then you ought to listen to her. Others taking to social media to see what the protesters in Oregon are doing, put in a different light, in a manner of speaking.
You people that are talking about civil war, revolutionary war, against the United States federal government over this thing? You guys are not helping the situation at all. You are simply making it worse. You are making this step into that line of Section 3, Article 3 of the United States Constitution, which is treason. You cannot declare war on the United States federal government. If you do, and you're a U.S. citizen, that is treason.
Nonsense. Protesting is part of the basic core of what we're all about, and that's what they're doing, bringing it to our attention. Too much power in the hands of the government. I don't know who that guy is, but here's a radio host, Pete Santilli, who's on the scene in Burns, says that it's being reported the FBI is preparing for an attack on the protesters there.
Per this emergency alert, FBI setting up a trauma unit at the local hospital. Now, what they've done is they've brought in surgical teams. They've asked for blood. This came from whistleblowers that are very well aware of the situation. Those whistleblowers were concerned about coming forward, but they were even more concerned about the posturing by the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Okay? The directive that was given, in addition to having surgical teams at the hospital commandeering a portion of it, calling for blood, these are the details as they were coming to me. They've also called for a medevac helicopter to be on standby at Burns Airport. This comes from the FBI. Now, one special note is that this posturing and this escalation at this point in time, preparing for some bloodbath, I take it, has come without any communication or dialogue whatsoever between the FBI and the people and the good folks at the refuge. I'm at the refuge right now. We are going to address it. Now, Fox News has confirmed directly with the FBI. The FBI has stated that, yes, in fact, it is true that they commandeered a portion of the hospital. They do have the surgical team. They do have the helicopter on standby. But their words to news media was that there's nothing imminent.
Huh. Really? All right. So what say you on this? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. The focus on Oregon. Are you with these people? Are you against them? Are you paying close attention? Does it mean nothing to you? How do you come down on this? Quarter past the hour on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner. So you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How many know who Antoine Randall L. is? Raise your hands. Played in the NFL for 8 seasons. Most famously, he threw a 43-yard touchdown pass in one of the Super Bowl games from, the stories that I put together here. I looked at 2 or 3 different things about this fellow, as his name has been in the news the last couple of days, saying he regrets ever having played football. He had an interview with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that was published yesterday, in fact. He said he wished he had decided to play baseball instead of football. Quote, if I could go back, I wouldn't play. I would play baseball. I got drafted by the Cubs in the 14th round, but didn't play baseball because of my parents. They made me go to school. Don't get me wrong. I love the game of football, but now I could still be playing baseball. Maybe more telling in this story is the fact this fellow who's 36 has already started to feel the effects. He has trouble walking up and down the stairs. He has lots of mental lapses. I have to come down sideways sometimes, he says, depending on the day. He added, I asked my wife things over and over again, and she says, I just told you that. I ask her 3 times before I go to bed about something. I get up in the morning, I forget that I asked her, stuff like that. I try to chalk it up to being busy. I'm doing a lot in my life. I'm praying about this, asking God to allow me not to have these issues and live a long life. I want to see my children raised. I want to see my grandchildren. The Washington Post noted in a story yesterday that Randall L. and 3 other players sued the NFL a couple of years ago for hiding the issue of concussions, misleading players regarding concussions. And that's what started the suit that netted the $900 million in settlement money. So what say you, you football fans? Yes, no, thumbs up, thumbs down. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-2602. That's 1-800-679-2602. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-2602. That's 1-800-679-2602.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you ready for some football? There are four teams left. So I'm being a hypocrite. I'm not talking about football because of what goes on. But a lot of people want to know who is doing that. There are the people like me who in baseball, I'm interested when they get to the playoffs, who's going to be in the World Series or who's going to be in the playoffs. I don't pay much attention to any of the teams other than maybe the Red Sox because I'm a homer. The Red Sox have always been my team, and there was something about Ted Williams as a kid growing up, much more interested in Ted Williams and the Red Sox then than I am now. I can't tell you that I even know who some of the players are on that team. I'm talking about baseball that I have some interest in. Never mind football. I can't tell you. But I can tell you about Peyton Manning. All right, I know he's there, but mostly because of his political leanings and not how he's doing playing football. So there are four teams left anyway. Which one do you want to see win the Super Bowl? Arizona Cardinals, Carolina Panthers, Denver Broncos, the Patriots. I guess, being a homer, I guess I'd say the Patriots. Who do you feel would be the... in terms of... how it all comes down. Do you have to live in an area in order to support a team? The Broncos have always been very active. The Patriots are active. I don't know much about the others, and I don't have to know much about the others. Just sort of follow it through. I'm just asking for some preferences at the poll spot at DougStefan.com. Yesterday's poll, by the way, asked you about the celebrities that have passed away in the last week or so. Which one had the most impact on you? 60% of you said Glenn Frey. Yesterday, I think at this time, we had a Glenn Frey concert of sorts. 20% said David Bowie. 12% said Dan Haggerty. And 8% said Alan Rickman. I find that very interesting, very telling. Let's go back to football for a second, because there's an interesting story out of Luther, Oklahoma, that'll maybe make you feel good. There was a Walmart Express that opened up last year in Luther, Oklahoma, small town. I think it's northeast of Oklahoma City. About 1,200 people live there. The people who live there, thanks to the Walmart Express, could purchase organic milk, fresh produce, easy access to a pharmacy. But having that store open up in Luther came with a sacrifice. Walmart wanted to build on the location of the town's Little League football field. And the local officials were so eager to have Walmart come to town that they agreed to it. Field was ripped up. Walmart opened its doors. 8 months later came Walmart's announcement that it's closing 154 locations, including 102 Walmart Express stores in the United States. So as a result of that, the people who live in Luther will be left without a field or a place to shop, either of those two things. So people in the town are really angry about it. They've been rallying behind a local mother's petition demanding that Walmart rebuild the field it destroyed and donated back to the community. What a great idea. Walmart does this all over the country. I have no use. I have none. I don't like Walmart, and I'm happy to tell you I don't like Walmart. Never like Walmart. Put all the mom-and-pop stores out of business. They build these stores. I saw the same thing happen in Tiffin, Ohio. Walmart should do the right thing and rebuild the field and donate it to the Youth Football League. This was a slap in the face to all these children losing the field and a source of revenue to the town through the taxes. It would be all vacant. And they've only been there for a year. So in this circumstance, does this enter into how you think about Walmart, how you decide where you're going to shop? I never liked them before, and I sure don't like them now after I see something like this. It's just the same kind of thing with these people over and over again. They don't give a damn about anything or anybody but themselves. 28 past the hour. Food for thought on Good Day.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's W-I-X.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Conversational stories of the day in sound, the Doug Steffen Good Day way of spending an hour or two or three or four or five or six, depending on whether you've got a life or not. It's 33 past the hour, and the social media are very interested in Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump, which took place yesterday. The story is trending at DougSteffen.com. The death of Jihadi John. People are talking about Sarah Palin, and then more on the evidence over tennis being fixed. Those stories, as I say, in the trending box, lots of things that are, as usual, going on. There are all sorts of things every day that are so fascinating. So we have to sort of pick and choose among them to find the things that I think will most likely pique your interest. I think the Sarah Palin thing is pretty interesting. I was listening to her yesterday give an endorsement to Donald Trump. So some of the audio from that 20, I think it was about 24 minutes worth of Yahoo for Trump. Here she says, it's time for a change.
We are ready for a change. We are ready, and our troops deserve the best. A new commander-in-chief whose track record of success has proven he is the master at the art of the deal. He is one who would know to negotiate. Only one candidate's record of success proves he is the master of the art of the deal. He is beholden to no one but we, the people. How refreshing. He is perfectly positioned to let you make America great again. Are you ready for that, Iowa? No more pussyfooting around. Our troops deserve the best. You deserve the best.
All right, let's keep going here. I had an argument. I had a discussion with my favorite person about Sarah Palin. She thinks she's really cool. I don't know that she's not cool. I just don't think she comes across as sounding particularly bright. Here she gives us Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump, more reasons why she's out on the stump for Trump.
He is from the private sector, not a politician. Can I get a hallelujah? Where in the private sector you actually have to balance budgets in order to prioritize to keep the main thing the main thing. And he knows the main thing a president is to keep us safe economically and militarily. He knows the main thing, and he knows how to lead the charge. So troops, hang in there, because help's on the way, because he, better than anyone, isn't he known for being able to command fire? Are you ready for a commander-in-chief? You ready for a commander-in-chief who will let our warriors do their job and go kick ISIS? Ready for someone who will secure our borders, to secure our jobs, and to secure our homes? Ready to make America great again? Are you ready to stump for Trump? I'm here to support the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
All right. Kara, what do you know about Sarah Palin?
What do I know about her, or
what do you
how
know
much
about
do I care about
her? Well, either, but let's start with how much you know. You know about her, and then how much do you care about her?
I mean, governor of Alaska,
mm-hmm.
who ran for vice president with John McCain.
Yeah. You were how old at that point? You were, what, 16 then?
Oh, God, what year was that?
It was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
17.
17. All right, were you active politically then when you were what, a senior in high school then?
Mm-hmm. Not particularly.
No.
It's hard. I don't know. It's kind of hard to focus. Like, when you look back on high school now, doesn't seem very important. But when you're there,
mm-hmm.
seems way more important than...
You're talking about politics and who was running?
No, I mean, just, like, high school in general. Right. Like, that experience
is,
you know, takes up much more weight in your mind than who's running for president.
Are your family members basically on the right or the left when it comes to voting and attitude toward politics in general?
You want my social security number?
No, I don't want your social security. I just want to know. I want a picture. Well, I want to frame this.
I mean, it's divided. My parents are in different parties.
Yeah.
And then I would say based, you know, my mom's side is probably more on the right. My dad's mm-hmm. side is probably more on the left. Oh, sorry. Oh. Reverse that. Whoopsie.
Reverse it. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I think, you know, I think that my dad, I don't know if both my parents did, they might have voted for John McCain, but as far as Sarah Palin goes, I couldn't care less, probably.
All right. About what she says or whether she endorses Donald Trump?
About either.
Have you made up your mind whether you like, you listen to us talking about Trump on the air all the time, do you think he's a candidate you might support?
Probably not.
No. All right. So... the endorsement by Sarah Palin for two reasons has really no meaning for you. How about your friend? And that's, I mean, I think there's a legitimacy there to the ages and the attitudes and the issues, frankly. So under the circumstances, are you moved by anybody who's running on either side?
God, that's a hard question.
Mm-hmm. It is for a lot of people.
Because I'm not really, and I think one of the frustrating things as far as, you know, I mean, we've talked about the Democratic debates on the show and how it's basically being made that it's like impossible to watch them. And I've tried to watch both of them, but you have to, you know, they don't make it easy. So mm-hmm. it makes it, you know, I try to find out as much as I can. But mm-hmm. it's. Mm.
Are your friends in the same league with you in terms of interest and who they're looking at, who they're thinking about?
Yeah, I would think so.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, so that's very telling. Again, there's an age difference. Remember, the only reason that Barack Obama got elected is because of the people at the time. They weren't the millennials. It's the lower end of Generation X or whatever it was. They used social media and appealed. Obama never really appealed to a majority of older people. And a lot of the people that voted for him had never voted before, didn't really understand anything except that he was black, and that's why they voted for him. So.
Well, I think a lot of younger people, you know, and I feel like this is widely known that younger people care a lot more about social issues. And, I don't know, Barack Obama was willing to address things like gay marriage, mm-hmm. which is really important to a lot of young people.
Yep.
It's a non-issue anymore, which is why voting for, you know, people in the Republican Party, it's you know, if that's something that you care about, then that's hard to vote for them because mm-hmm. that's, you know, if you're running on a platform that's based on religion, then, you know, that's going to be an issue. I think people are just scared, millennials, that mm-hmm. if you vote for someone who is against, you know, social issues that you believe in, then they're going to change all of the things. I know you don't like Barack Obama, and you talk about how a lot of people don't like him and how he hasn't made any progress, but a lot of young people would disagree with you in terms of progress being made on social issues.
Well, I don't know that I should rephrase or have it clear. I think that things have changed dramatically for the better when it comes to social issues. I don't think it's because of Barack Obama. I think the trend is, and I think this is, by the way, the other side of it, with regard to the Republicans, if they don't get their act together and understand how important, as you've just suggested, social issues are, and their attitude toward social, it isn't just that social issues are important, it's how they come down, what side are they on, and do they appeal to the majority of voters who have either the same opinion on issues like gay marriage, or they don't. And the gay marriage issue is important. It isn't, for me, it isn't a reason to vote for somebody one way or another because I don't know that I don't feel that social issues are as important as how things are run. But I don't, because I don't want to get in the way of it. In fact, it might not be my choice, but I think people ought to be able to marry whoever. I don't even think it's the state's business. And if I were somebody that was having an engaging conversation with somebody, maybe a group of your friends, maybe you should invite me over to your house some Saturday night. We have a big party, have a conversation.
See, I would agree with that statement that social issues are not necessarily as important as things like economic issues. If I didn't feel like people who were, you know, elected for government positions wasted all of this time going back and forth, like, you know, say an abortion, like abortion issue or Planned Parenthood, I feel like so much time has been wasted just, you know, focusing on that and trying to get it defunded or, you know, just, and that's a social issue that I don't even know how to explain, well, but it's, you know, I feel like it's important if people are going to be in the government and then not do their jobs because they're going to focus all their time on something that's not even going to happen.
Well, you've heard me rail about this any number of times, how much money is spent every single time, and there have been like 49 votes cast to try to get rid of Obamacare. It's never going to happen, but each time it happens, there's $1 million of your tax money and mine that goes down the drain. People say, good, I want to get rid of Obamacare. What you don't understand is how the system works, and this is a show. It's showtime when that happens. Obama would never sign the bill, so what are you having to vote for? You're not going to override him. And if people really understood how government worked, did you have civics when you were in school?
We had a government class my freshman year.
Yeah.
And then we had
freshman year in college or freshman year in high school?
High school.
Yeah.
And then we had a world history or a European history and American history classes. But that was really, you know, there wasn't any more focus on government or civics than that one government class.
Would you say that you and or people in your family and or your circle of friends feel like they really understand how the government works and how voting works, that sort of thing?
I mean, obviously you like to think that you know how things are run, but if I were to explain to you the whole process, then I wouldn't be able to.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the answer is no.
Right. Do you feel like you want to know more? Do you feel like you missed something? Is there a need on your part to have a better understanding of the functions? For example, we were talking earlier in the hour about what's going on in Oregon and how really what's going on there is illegal. There are some people who will interpret the Constitution differently, but if you read the words, what the lady who's the talk host is saying is correct. They have no business taking your tax money and my tax money, buying all this land, and then keeping you from being on it. So, but that's something that comes from an educational point of view, and often these things are treated in an emotional way rather than an intellectual way. Is that a statement that's fair?
Yeah, I think so. I just feel, you know, it feels like government and the way that it works should be straightforward. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like this is how it works, this is the process, and it's the same every time.
Right.
But it doesn't seem to work that way. Everything seems so hazy or veiled, and in even what you just said about emotions, mm-hmm. you know, determining a lot of the things that we do. It makes it hard to understand when it feels like, you know, you want to trust the people that you elect and the people that are running the government, but then you hear all of this other stuff about how they're all, you know, lying and all this stuff is going on behind the scenes. So it makes it, you want to understand it more, but it also makes me want nothing to do with it. So,
but that doesn't fix anything, as we all know. Kara Schillen, thank you. As we continue looking at some of the issues, Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump. It's 47 past the hour on Good Day.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make any difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319. According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, so facebook.com/good day on the Palin endorsement. Travis says Palin is for Trump. This automatically tells you how bad he must be doing. John says, daughters having children out of wedlock, family brawls, son beating on his spouse. Are those traditional Republican family values? Ed says, if you're Cruz, you lose. Trump just drove a silver spike into the heart of the vampire. Hasta la vista, baby. 51 after on Good Day.
other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's What's Cooking on the Good Day program, starring Jennifer Horn, who is a cooker in and of herself. I have actually never had a meal prepared by you. Why is that? We always go to a restaurant.
Come on over for dinner.
All right. I'm like, no, I just like to.
I'm a good little chef, especially
Richie's
when I have
a good
time.
Cook. I'm a Richie's, good of course, trying to start trouble, but that remark, but fun. Everybody ignored it, thank heavens. No, Jennifer is a good cook. Your father said you're a good cook. Richie's a good cook, I hear. I've never paid much attention to it and don't claim to be. I like to mix things up.
Yeah, you make soup.
Yeah, I do.
Out
I'm
of
good soup
things
person.
That should never be consumed
right.
by humans.
Throw some ice cream and some zucchini.
I do that. Chocolate. I'm going to make some kind of a chocolate soup. But it's going to be expensive. Story at DougSteffen.com about the price of chocolate and why it is that it's so expensive. Jennifer has some other items, very important items, when it comes to food, news, and what cooks and what doesn't cook, coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Seeds in the food news. What's cooking in the seed department, Jen Jen?
Lots of seed news today, Dougie. We'll talk about sunflower and chia seeds because they're really good for you and they're pretty easy to incorporate in your diet. But first, Trader Joe's has issued a recall on cashews. I know you're a big cashew fan.
I buy cashews at Trader Joe's, yeah.
Well, they announced a recall of packaged raw cashew pieces on Friday due to concerns over salmonella contamination. The product code says best before 7/17/2016, and there's
there's a barcode number on there. We can post it up on our Facebook page to make sure that you are free from danger, because no one wants salmonella.
Yeah. No, I don't like it. I'm not much on E. coli or Listeria either.
I like to give those. I gave all of those up this year for my New Year's resolution. All right, so do you eat chia seeds, Dougie?
I have become exposed to them because of a certain relationship I have, but I wouldn't go out of my way to get them. And if they're presented to me in something, then I'll eat them. Or they're in drinks now, too.
It's easy just to mix into your shake or your salad or
something. You can put them in yogurt. You can put them in oatmeal.
Whatever I get in that department, whatever I get in that department from the source, I know is going to be good for me, if nothing else. Man, I like the taste, but it's supposed to be good.
Now, one of the coolest things that you can do with chia, if you want to incorporate them more into your diet, is you can make chia seed pudding. Have you heard about this? This is even something you can do, Doug.
Sounds crunchy.
No. You take, because they get they get kind of like gelatinous.
Oh, yeah,
is that
yeah.
the right word? So what you do is you pour chia seeds in a bowl, add some almond milk to it, and then just let it sit overnight. And you get a pudding out of it the next day. You can add honey, you could add agave, you could add fruit. Mix it all together. It's a good way to get chia seeds in, and it tastes really good, too. The reason you want to eat chia seeds, Doug, is a new survey is out about why they are just so good for you. One of them is that they're an antioxidant. They have a small serving of chia seeds has as much omega-3 fatty acid in 2 tablespoons as 4 ounces of salmon. So this is a huge amount of omega-3 fatty acid, which is really good for your brain. I know you like to be concerned with that, Dougie. Yeah. They're also loaded with fiber, they're high in protein, and they have lots of calcium. Now, the other nut or seed actually making news this week is a sunflower seed. People are calling it the most underrated food of our time. With the big spike in peanut allergies, sunflower seeds are a safe way for people to get, like, sunflower, or get that same nut butter thing, you know, that you can get from peanut butter. Yeah.
The oils, yeah.
You don't seem interested in this at all, do you, Doug?
You're
falling asleep back there. I can actually almost hear you snoring.
What are you reading, Doug?
Let's just keep going with this.
Are you watching videos?
This is stuff right up your alley, too.
I'm just sending an email to my banker. Don't get excited. Just
all right.
Going.
Well, sunflower seeds make a really good substitute for peanut butter. So if your kids have peanut allergies.
That's good stuff. It is.
Do sunflower butter and jelly instead of peanut butter and jelly. Plus, you can send it to school without the peanut butter police being all up in your business.
Isn't that awful? Richie, you and I were talking about that with your son, and how this stuff has gotten so... You see signs everywhere. If you have an allergy,
take peanut butter to school, they are ostracized to the peanut butter table and can't sit with their friends and eat.
You can cover them with chocolate. They taste like M&M's. Really good substitute if you can't have peanuts. And you can use them in place of dairy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.